Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Yo, it's mycarnow.com. It's time to make that move, baby. Get your new ride at itsmycarnow.com. No cash, no problem, 'cause zero down delivers. itsmycarnow.com.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
I'm Dan Revive in the convention hall. There was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please, please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kaifen.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kaifen. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night. An SUV hit a small truck. slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial, Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking...
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. It's a nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, Why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya, wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they lit into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out, maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying, I don't get it. Stop saying, I can't figure it out. Stop saying, I think, and start saying, I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. It may be in 2 weeks at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park. They're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand-Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car, because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares, and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard, but I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer and the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no bid contracts, and all the money that these people have made.
Small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah. Do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah. That's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts. These big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on less on emotion than women do. And I don't know, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans. The privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
I'm Dan Revive in the convention hall. There was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea?
What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update as the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention. We learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night. An SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with 2 women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya? Wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they led into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. In maybe in 2 weeks, at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park, they're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car which you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour. Sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car, because that race starts at like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares, and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard, but I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer and the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
Nope, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Add up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay, a lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no bid contracts, yeah, and all the money that these
people
have made.
Small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how
how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's why I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. And I, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests, and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans. The privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
On Dan Raviv in the convention hall, there was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kaifen.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
So Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including... Well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested. And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's
credentials. Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I saw one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya.
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they led into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. they don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. In maybe in 2 weeks at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park, they're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car. Because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer. And the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
Nope, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
Do you, I mean, when you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Add up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no big contracts. Yes. And all the money that these
people
have made.
Through small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's why I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that, do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that, take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. And I don't know, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but... I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
On Dan Raviv in the convention hall, there was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with 2 women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Grape. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. And we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't. Wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya, wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they led into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now, it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. It may be in 2 weeks at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park. They're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car. Because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer. And the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when You've got overwhelming problems facing this country. Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Add up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay, a lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no-bid contracts. Yes. And all the money that these people have made.
Small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that, do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that, take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. You know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but... I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests, and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
I'm Dan Revive in the convention hall. There was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please, please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
So Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the Company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the Company Corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't. Wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah. So if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya. Wouldn't want to be you?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they lit into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this, and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now, it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out, Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything. It's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. It may be in 2 weeks at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park. They're going to debut. And I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which you know. If you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour. Sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team, these guys are private, they're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car, because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now, even 5 years from now. We would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares, and big deal. Here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer. And the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Add up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no bid contracts. Yes. And all the money that these
and
people
have
made.
Screw small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. I don't know, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
I'm Dan Raviv in the convention hall. There was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Grape. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. And we've got a lot of guests lined up, including... Well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya, wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they led into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out, maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. It may be in 2 weeks at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park. They're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team, these guys are private, they're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car. Because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares and big deal, Here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer. And the drilling place. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
Nope, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no bid contracts, yes, and all the money that these
people
have made.
Through small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that, do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that, take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. And I don't know, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy. Showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
On Dan Raviv in the convention hall, there was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kaifen.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kaifen. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial, Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Helen Grape. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya, wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they lit into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about was it. What I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. In 2 weeks, at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park, they're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car, because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares, and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard, but I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer and the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things, to me, seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Add up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no bid contracts, yes, and all the money that these people have made.
Small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that, do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. You know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids, I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
On Dan Raviv in the convention hall, there was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with 2 women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the state's 4 children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya? Wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they led into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now, it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. In maybe in 2 weeks, at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park, they're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be a Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car. which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour. Sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car, because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now, we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this a contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares, and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer. And the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is their way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no-bid contracts and all the money that these people have made.
Small business.
Yeah.
Do you they flaunt about how
how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's why I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that, do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that, take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. I don't know, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests, and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal to a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
I'm Dan Raviv in the convention hall. There was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. It's nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about, and we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested. And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya? Wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they lit into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. they don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. In maybe in 2 weeks, at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park, they're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be a Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car. Because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis, who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think that drilling is the answer. And that drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
Do you, I mean, when you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no-bid contracts. Yes. And all the money that these people have made.
And how they screw small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses.
I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. And I, you know, I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but... I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
On Dan Raviv in the convention hall, there was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please. Please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kaifen.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kaifen. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with 2 women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly.
Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. And we've got a lot of guests lined up, including... Well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate's credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said, and that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya? Wouldn't want to be ya?
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they lit into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now, it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go, because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. It may be in 2 weeks at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park. They're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car. Because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares, and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think the drilling is the answer. And the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like Okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no-bid contracts and all the money that these
people
have made.
Small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses. I'd like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's where I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but... I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
With the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans. The privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
I'm Dan Raviv in the convention hall. There was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please, please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third independents, and he's got to get those independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Gray. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. And we've got a lot of guests lined up, including, well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I didn't. All I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said? And that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they lit into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this, and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now, it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go. Because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to 10 years. Now, I would hope that in 10 years, we would be a lot farther along than we are now. For instance, here's an example. Hybrids. Okay, conventional wisdom on hybrids is this. You can't have any speed with one. They don't really accelerate. They can't be looked at as being quote-unquote muscle vehicles. Well, I got news for you. And I don't think it's this year, but I think it's next year. The American Le Mans series. No, wait a minute. In maybe in 2 weeks, at Tooele, Utah, at the Miller Sports Motor Park, they're going to debut, and I'm not sure who the team is, but they're going to debut a hybrid. No, that would be Rolex Grand Am that'll be there in two weeks. I think it's a Petit Le Mans, in Atlanta that they're going to do this. They're going to premiere a hybrid race car, which, you know, if you've ever watched racing, even if you don't have any interest in it, you know, look, those cars have got to do about 185 miles an hour, sometimes over that. And yet, here's a team. These guys are private. They're privateers. Here's a team that has a hybrid race car in development. And I brought up before about in the Le Mans series in France, which comes up in June, there is a group and a driver who have invented and put together a hybrid endurance race car. Because that race starts at, like, I don't know, like 10 o'clock in the morning and ends the next day at 10 in the morning again. So, you know, I would hope technologically that 10 years from now we'd be a lot farther along than we are now. Even 5 years from now we would be a lot farther along. As a matter of fact, ALMS is going to start this contest where the teams and the manufacturers get extra points for a lower carbon footprint. So that's starting. And most of motor racing, I don't know about NASCAR because I don't follow it, but most of motor racing is looking for an alternative. And when you scoff at that and you say, well, you know, who cares and big deal, here's the thing. What they test on the track eventually ends up in your car. So if they're moving towards hybrid technology and green technology, that stuff's going to end up in your automobile. But I, for the life of me, cannot understand how people get hoodwinked into drilling. And you saw a guy, a couple of guys there last night in Minneapolis who had hard hats with drills painted on the side of it. And people in Colorado, when they're surveyed, they think the drilling is okay. And I've said this repeatedly on the air. I love the internal combustion engine. And old habits die hard. But I know we have to change. And I don't understand why people think that drilling is the answer. and the drilling plays. I mean, I really don't get it. And I think this is one of the things that I have a hard time with people on the right. I don't disrespect them. And I'm talking about the rank and file. I'm not talking about the leadership. I'm not talking about Karl Rove. I'm not talking about George W. Bush. I'm not talking about Lindsey Graham. I'm not talking about Sarah Palin. I'm not talking about John McCain. I'm talking about everyday lunchbox folks who believe in their hearts that the GOP is the way to go, whether it's religion or whatever it is. I have a really hard time understanding them. I don't get where their logic comes from. I don't understand why things to me seem to be so simple. Like, okay, how do you cut taxes when you've got overwhelming problems facing this country? Everything from the roads and the infrastructure to the debt. How do you do that? In other words, how do you push an agenda to people that you can fly for free and not have to pay for anything? Because in your everyday dealings in life, can you do that? No, you can't. So why would you think the federal government could do it? John, have you ever understood that?
No, I'm exactly with you, man. Same feelings.
When you hear people talk like that, I mean, don't you say to yourself, look, I mean, sit down with an adding machine or an abacus or something. I mean, it doesn't work.
Add up, right.
I mean, if it's not going to work in your own personal checkbook, why do you think it's going to work with the government? And then they talk in this code language type stuff, where Sarah Palin said the other night, well, we'll have private structures. We'll have private industry build the infrastructure and the structures. Okay. A lot of people would sit back and say, yeah, government can't do anything efficiently. Let's let private enterprise do it.
Right.
But then look at the track record that this administration has in letting out no bid contracts. Yes. And all the money that these
and
people have made.
How they small business.
Yeah.
They flaunt about how good they are to small businesses.
Like to hear what Lloyd Chapman had to say about last night's speech.
Yeah, do you even get any of that?
No.
Yeah, that's why I just sit back. You know,
they're getting all the small business contracts, these big, huge Fortune 500 companies.
I know it. Men and women are different. Do you agree with me on this? Men and women are different.
Most definitely.
Okay, I'm not talking physically. I'm talking mentally.
Yeah.
They look at things differently.
Yes.
Do you think the thing is that do you think that we are mentally different than them? Do you think that's what it is? I'm not saying we're smarter. I'm not saying we're more correct. I'm just saying that take the politics out of it. Are we mentally the same as they are? Can we find any common ground with them? Or do we look at them as being like in outer space someplace? What do you think?
I think that we are definitely different mentally. I don't want to say anything that's going to get me in any trouble, but, you know, I think that men base decisions more on, less on emotion than women do. I'm going to get raked over the coals for that one, but I tell my wife this, and my kids. I tell my daughter, men are pigs, women are kind of crazy. All men, even your father, honey. That's what I tell Madison. We're all pigs. Greedy.
Okay, well, so what about people on the left? Are we just more emotional?
Probably, a little bit. A little more caring.
Fine, fair enough.
Did I answer it right? I don't know if I'm on the right track or not.
Well, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's whatever you think. And if people have trouble with that, then that's just too bad. 6:20, 20 minutes after 6 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We've got guests and we've got open phones, too, at 303-713-7600. So you want to climb aboard this conversation, you're more than welcome to do it. Right now, John climbs aboard traffic.
An accident to start your morning. This on southbound 25 near Broadway. Folks tapping their brakes back around Alameda. No problems or delays on 70, 225, or C-470 at the moment. On eastbound 6th Avenue near Bryant Street, got a stalled moving truck on the right-hand shoulder. Same deal, but a stalled semi on southbound 25. That's after Broadway near that accident. And one more crash out there, 74th and Kipling. Your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy, showers on and off throughout.
with the acceptance speech from the party's new standard bearer, John McCain.
I have a privilege given few Americans, the privilege of accepting our party's nomination for President of the United States.
McCain spelled out some of the differences between himself and Barack Obama.
I will cut government spending. He will increase it. My tax cuts will create jobs. His tax increases will eliminate them.
McCain also defended his support for the war in Iraq.
I fought for the right strategy and more troops in Iraq when it wasn't the popular thing to do.
The most moving part of McCain's speech came when he talked of his years as a prisoner of war in North Vietnam.
I fell in love with my country when I was a prisoner in someone else's.
CBS's Bob Schieffer says McCain was reluctant to talk about his POW experience.
I'm told that people on McCain's staff went to him and said, you really need to do this. This is a great story. You've got to help Americans understand who you are.
On Dan Raviv in the convention hall, there was some heckling. At least one man and two women were taken away by police. Delegates drowned out their voices by chanting, USA, USA. McCain paused in mid-speech.
My dear friends, please, please don't be diverted by the ground noise and the static.
Outside the XL Center here in St. Paul, there were some protests last night. Police had to fire tear gas at one point. Around 200 people were arrested. There have been many memorable images here in St. Paul this week, but one of them may not have been real. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
It was one of the convention's moving moments.
When I pledge myself to the flag.
An essay by 15-year-old Victoria Blackstone of St. Paul put to a patriotic video backdrop.
I am with my cousin as he flies his helicopter in Iraq.
But a CBSNews.com investigation finds video portions of current soldiers and a funeral is fake, done by actors. A vet's advocate complains it sugarcoats reality. An actor tells the website he was surprised the stock footage was used at the convention. Steve?
That's CBS's Steve Kathan. With the convention over, where do we go from here? CBS's Peter Mayer.
In what shapes up to be a very close race, it will likely come down to the key battleground states. Both sides will be frequent flyers to states like Ohio, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Delegate Doug Robinson's home area.
Colorado has a third Democrats, third Republicans, a third Independents, and he's got to get those Independents on his team.
Today, the GOP ticket heads to a state that poses a similar challenge, Wisconsin.
And Nick, with the election 60 days away, a new CBS poll shows McCain and Obama in a dead heat. Live in St. Paul, Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Well, Democrat Barack Obama's campaigning in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, blasting the Republicans for offering nothing new at their convention.
What are they going to do to make college more affordable? Do you have any idea? What are they intending to do to create good jobs at good wages here in the United States? Do you have any idea?
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Helen Gray with an AM 760 local news update. As the cleanup starts in Minnesota today after the Republican National Convention, we learn more about the Democratic Convention in Denver. Denver police disclosing yesterday that they found bags of feces and bottles of urine stashed around town during the Democratic National Convention last week. A freak accident in Aurora last night, an SUV hit a small truck, slamming it into an ice cream store. A 2-year-old boy in the store was killed, along with two women in the truck. The driver of the SUV is in jail this morning. The trial of Aaron Thompson, the man accused in the disappearance of his young daughter, Aaron A. Thompson, now set for next June. Aaron Thompson's first trial date was November 3rd, but yesterday he waived his right to a speedy trial. Arapahoe County Department of Human Services saying it could take 2 months just to make copies of the 4,000 to 6,000 pages of documents the judge needs to review the case. The rate of Colorado kids getting shots inching up. Last year, 78% of children under 3 were considered fully immunized, compared with 76% the year before. Colorado ranks 18th among the states for children vaccinated. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Helen Grape. Now, here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as things get up and running. It's a fender bender southbound I-25 right around Broadway. Other than that, it's been a quiet start to this morning's commute. Speeds are still looking.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1065. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1065. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1065. 1-800-557-1065.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you own a business, you know incorporating can be a smart way to protect yourself and your assets. So the question is, why haven't you incorporated your business yet?
My business? It's too small.
Wrong. No matter how small your business, you run the risk of losing all your personal assets, your car, your home, even your entire life savings if you're not incorporated.
Incorporating is very complicated.
Actually, incorporating is easy and fast. You can do it in just 10 minutes. Call now for your free guide from the company Corporation. 1-800-495-8830.
I need a lawyer to incorporate. That's really expensive.
You don't need a lawyer, and we don't offer legal or financial advice. The only mission of the company corporation is helping people like you incorporate safely, easily, and quickly. Find out how simple it is to protect your family and personal assets by incorporating. Call now for your free guide. 1-800-495-8830. 1-800-495-8830. That's 1-800-495-8830.
Hey, good morning. It's good to have you along. So nice to be able to spend some time with you this morning. We've got a lot to talk about. And we've got a lot of guests lined up, including... Well, where do we start with all of this? All right, what's going on in Minneapolis with the protesters and bloggers being harassed and arrested? And if anybody saw McCain's speech last night, a couple of protesters got thrown out. Plus, on top of that, there was a guy in the balcony waving this big sign that said, McCain votes against vets. Now, here's the questions I have on this. First of all, if the Republican National Convention had as much security as the Democratic National Convention, how did those people who were protesting, how did they get on the floor? That'd be question number one. And then question number two would be this. If they were legitimate delegates, why would they be ejected, taken off the floor, for expressing their opinion? Now, it'll be interesting to see if the media looks into that today. I mean, don't count on it, but it wouldn't it be? I mean, John, didn't you have the same feeling when you watched parts of that? I mean, how did those people get down there?
I don't know.
I mean, you have to have a pass to get down there. You have to have delegate credentials.
Not just a pass, like credentials.
Yeah, so if they had credentials to get on the floor, then because they didn't agree with what was being said, why were they roughed up and ejected?
Well, I saw was one woman being pulled out, and I don't know if she was interrupting and screaming while I was trying to talk, but, you know, either way, I don't think we had any of that go on. Did anybody get kicked out of the Pepsi Center at all?
No. No, but my point is that the rest of the delegates were screaming, so what's the message there? That you have to agree with what's being said? And that if you don't agree with what's being said, then see ya, wouldn't want to be ya.
Didn't the biofilm of John McCain that they led into his speech with just give you the warm fuzzies?
You know, actually, what I thought about it was that it was just another produced campaign pimp job. I mean, Obama had kind of the same thing. So, I have a tendency to ignore those things. I have a tendency not to look at them. However, and I wonder if this works as a campaign tactic. Does it work to, like, remind people all the time that he was a POW? I mean, don't most of us know that already? Now, this is a guy who once said that he was reluctant to talk about this and that he didn't want to bring it up. And now, it's brought up all the time. Plus, on top of that, anytime he gets into any kind of a jam with something he said, he plays that POW card. So he plays that pretty strongly. Then the other thing I can't figure out. Maybe saying I can't figure out is not the right phrase. I once worked for a guy who would always say to me, stop saying I don't get it. Stop saying I can't figure it out. Stop saying I think and start saying I believe. And I have all of those bad habits. So let me phrase it another way. 2 and 2 equals 4. I do not understand how this country and the people that were in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and the people of this state, and a lot of people I run into, I can't understand how they would buy the argument that drilling would change the economic aspect of this country as far as fuel prices go, because it's not going, and we've been over this, I mean, I've been over this time and time again. I mean, it's not going to do anything immediately. It's going to be 5 to